Sunday, big city taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Yeah, hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Ellington, Coltrane, Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from the two of them pretty much every week. This week, I have a special treat for you in a new, yes, a new John Coltrane tune. More on that later. But first, the one and only Johnny Hartman. From an early record of his, the song is Sunday. You will notice a trend. And that song, Sunday, comes from the album And I Thought About You. Here's Johnny Hartman and Sunday on Sunday in New York, right here on New York Standard.
I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday. Gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. And then comes Thursday. Gee, it's long, it never, never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, it's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. Sunday, the day when I'm with you.
Thank you.
And that is from that inimitable recording of Basie at Newport, the song Swingin' at Newport, a brand new sort of improv number. That's from 1957. I believe that was the first truly recorded in stereo recording of the of Newport, because the prior year, and I've gone on ad nauseum about this, but 1956 Ellington, that album was recorded in mono, and that there's a whole litany of things, but just trust me, the original Duke Ellington at Newport was recorded in mono in 1956. The live tracks, and then they did studio. It's a whole thing. Anyway, just trust me on this one. Although it's a great story to go in and have a look at. It is. It really, really is. It's neat, and it's a story I've told here before. Anyway, we are moving on. What do we have next? The one and only Oscar Peterson with Nelson Riddle. So imagine those gorgeous strings with a bright spanking piano in the middle. Great stuff here. Here is Oscar Peterson and Nelson Riddle and Come Sunday. See what I mean? Sunday.
God Almighty, God above, please look down and see my people through.
Abby Lincoln record. Abby is Blue and the song Come Sunday. So I did a back-to-back there of Sunday songs. Oscar Peterson and Nelson Riddle with their version of Come Sunday and an orchestra and horns and whatnot behind them. And Abby Lincoln, Abby is Blue is the name of the record. Come Sunday, the song, obviously. Well, we are moving on. One of my favorite guitarists of all time is a guy called Grant Green. Grant Green, brothers and sisters, is supremely talented. One of my favorites, one of my favorite period guitarist, drummer, etc. One of my favorites. So have a listen. Here is Sunday Morning from this album of the same name. Grant Green, right here on New York Standard. Thank you. That is Barefoot Sunday Blues, the alt take of Cannonball Adderley from the Cannonball Takes Charge record. And before that, we heard Grant Green, Sunday Morning. That's a nice 15-minute set right there, right? Between the two. Let me about that. No, maybe not. Okay. Closer to 12, I suppose. Anyway, we are moving on. Who do we got next? One and only Mr. B. In fact, I'm going to play you four vocalists in a row. Three guys and a gal. You're going to love them all. Who's up first? What did I just say? Mr. B. Billy Eckstine. This is actually from one of the first albums I ever bought. One of the first CDs I ever bought. It's called Compact Jazz. And I had heard about Billy Eckstine in listening to the old man's records and WNEW here in New York over the years. And when I was about, I want to say about 19 or 20, I went out and I bought, this is one of the first jazz records I ever bought. Here is Billy Eckstine, A Sunday Kind of Love, right here on New York Standard.
I want a Sunday kind of love, a love to last past Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square, can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way my arms need. Someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. My arms need someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. Don't want a Monday kind, I want a Sunday kind of love.
Sunday, Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, I want you near.
Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday,
Sunday or
Monday, or
always. Sunday or Monday, Monday or always.
No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can I be with you? Sunday, Monday, or always.
Always and forever I must be with you. Beginning on Sunday and Monday and then forever.
Ooh, how won't you tell me when we will meet again?
Sunday, Sunday or Monday,
or always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side.
Sunday, Sunday or Monday,
or always.
Sunday or Monday, Monday. No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound, pound, pound.
What am I to do? Can I be with you? Sunday,
Sunday,
Monday,
Monday,
or always. If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a-coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills.
If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled that way, that Sunday, that summer.
choose just one day.
I want a Sunday kind of love, a love to last past Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming every minute, every hour, every day. Discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to unfold, to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have.
Sing it to us, would you? Sunday Kind of Love, that's from the legendary Decca recordings. That's Ella Fitzgerald and the Andy Love Quintet. They were the vocalists that you heard on the back, as well as the orchestra behind her. So, oh man, that was beautiful, as they say, right? Before that, we heard That Sunday, That Summer by Nat King Cole. That is from that four-disc box set. I think I have three box sets of Nat. I have the four disc, which is kind of purplish on the cover with a photo of him, and then a two disc, and I think there's a three, and then I've downloaded some of the like the transcription stuff and whatever. I have fattened out my Nat vinyl over the years, but not terribly. I only have the Christmas record and two others that spring to mind. Maybe only one other. Anyway, brilliant stuff, right? And before Nat King Cole, we heard Bing Crosby, Sunday, Monday, or Always. That comes off of the Bing Crosby, the definitive collection. And we started off that set with Billy Eckstein, Mr. B, and A Sunday Kind of Love. That brings us to the end of the Sunday series, if you will. I wanted to do a quick and easy show for you. something that wasn't too laborious, that wasn't too heady, and the rest. So that does bring me, and in fact, I'm going to close from here, but that does bring me to the special of the week. You may have seen this if you are a fan of this show, or if you are a fan of jazz in general. You may have seen that they have unearthed recordings from, and I have to know, and I mean this with respect to the good folks at Impulse, which I think is owned by Universal anymore. You have to know that there's a ton more stuff. You just do. Coltrane was voracious as a recorder, as a performer. What was it? 7 or 8 years that he was solo. He was at the top of his game, and you have to know that there's other stuff out there. Some of it may be of that free stuff, the free jazz stuff, which I don't love, but I have mad respect for. Some of it may, in fact, be some of the older material. I have to know that there are outtakes for. I do know that Atlantic Records had some issues with. Atlantic Records had some issues with their tape library at some stage, and that tape library got at some point or other got somehow what's the word I'm looking for compromised. It either got too hot, it got too some of the stuff got stolen. There might have been a fire. I don't remember. But I do remember about a year or two ago looking into the Coltrane Atlantic box set, and they said that a mono version of My Favorite Things didn't exist because the mono master. Now me as a recovering recording engineer, I say you remaster the bloody thing, remix the bloody thing, get the original master tapes and pan it all in the middle. And remix it such that it's mono, because it would sound better than the stereo recording, given, granted, but what am I? I am not at Atlantic Records or whoever, whatever conglomerate owns them anymore. I am just a guy who does a show that a good, lovely handful of folks listen to, and my opinion on these things matters nil. Exactly nil, maybe even minus nil at this stage. Anyway, so they unearthed a new recording, and it's going to be coming out on June 29th. So we are, 19? I'm recording this on the 10th, 19 days from today. This will be coming out, and I can't wait to hear it myself. The last Coltrane... Oh boy. Actually, I'm trying to think of the last one that I bought. Actually, I guess it was the Monk and Coltrane stuff, Carnegie Hall and the one record they made together. It's a shame that's a partnership that didn't continue, because they would have cranked out some amazing stuff. I can't remember what the issue was that kept them from doing more together. It might have been schedule. I don't remember. Anyway. So the day before, you've heard me say, if you've been listening to this thing for 6 years, in fact, as of last Sunday, funny enough, if you've been listening to this show for 6 years, you would know that my favorite record, my favorite jazz record, and in my top 10 records of all time, is John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. To me, it's just the most perfect album. If I had to listen to that for the rest of my days, I could. I hear new things in it every time I listen to it, and I mean every time. Some sort of vocal thing, some sort of tonal thing, some sort of rhythm thing. I always hear something new in it. It is endless and giving. The thing that threw me and blew open my eyes is that this new to be released, soon to be released, new material from Mr. Coltrane was recorded the day before this, that brilliant Coltrane-Hartman record. Don't know why. Don't know. I don't know enough about, you know, what was going on in the schedule at that point. But I've always fancied, in fact, the idea of writing a short film or a movie about the day that Coltrane and Hartman recorded that record. They did all six. I think there was a seventh take or a seventh song, but they ended up clipping it. I can't remember which one it is offhand. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but they did all six of those in one take, and then they left. That was it. That's all. Literally all she wrote. So the idea that just the day before, literally just the day before 1963, they went in and recorded these handful. I think it's a total of nine tunes that are going to come out on June 29th. This is entitled Untitled Original 11383. Right. And all that is, it's a recording note. They didn't actually have a title to it, and he was just jamming, Coltrane and the band. So that is where I leave you, and I'm going to close. The final song of the show is a song from one of those six songs from Coltrane Hartman. They Say It's Wonderful. Listen, this is such a pleasure to be able to bring to you, even whether it takes an hour of my week or whether it takes 5 hours of my week. I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. Enjoy this Coltrane. It's a lot of fun and it's really special. So enjoy that. Have a great week, and I look forward to bringing you future episodes as we go. My name is Andre Archambault. This has been New York Standard. Here's Mr. Coltrane. Thank you.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. So wonderful. So they say. The thing that's known as romance is wonderful. So wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand and if there's a moon up above, it's wonderful. They say, is wonderful.